Chapter 54. Darrow. Wrath of the Republic. I soar with the howlers into the wake of the nuclear blast, skinned in mechanized armor, smeared with char and blood, aimed like a driven spear toward the Tower of the Ashlord. The kill squad of armored golds races to meet us. They are nearly 20 in number. Each will be a sworn peerless of Legio 13 Draconis. Dragoons. His elite bodyguards and exterminators. It was men wearing the Sea Dragon badge who liquidated Reds on Mars by the millions and dropped the nuclear ordnance that destroyed New Thebes and who dumped my men, captured on the battlefield, out the back of transport ships 3 kilometers up. They must all die. Fire and mini missiles streak between the war parties. Shields flash and armor buckles as life is ripped from men. Thraxa fires an EMP missile. It detonates amongst the golds. None drop from the sky. They have the new EMP shielding, too. A howler's body is blown to bits in front of me. 2 dragoons die as Severo's particle cannon slices through their ranks. Using Thraxa's star shield to shield me in my thinner personal armor, I fly in her shadow and raise my razor ahead of me like a charging knight, the blade straight and true. And then, just shy of the speed of sound, the 2 war parties of machine and men meet in the sky. They clang together like squadrons of fallen angels, a horror of metal, a scream of guns and fire and shimmering swords and engines. Melia spears a gold through his head with her razor, then is cut in 2 by a passing sword. Her body divides and spins down without a sound. I block the same man's blade aimed at Thrax's head as he rips past us. The force numbs my arm to the socket, but I hold onto the blade, plunging into their ranks. I launch off Thrax's flank and gore the chest of a gold as we slam together. I twist myself at the last second so his blade nicks off my helmet. Without the starshell's protection, I feel the wheeze of my bones as they nearly snap against the force of our bodies colliding. My vision wavers, and we tumble. We slam down on an outcropping of rock beneath, metal limbs tangled together. My helm is inches from his jaguar helm. He pushes his pulse fist toward my head. I let go my razor and use a cravat arm hold, pinning his arm to the side as I bring my own pulse fist to his belly and fire on full auto. His body melts in half, and superheated stone kicks up from the mountain cleft to skitter against my visor. I push his smoldering corpse off and struggle to my feet as his legs flop off the ledge to the white rocks below. But before I can rise again into the air, I'm shot in the back. My skin sizzles as my pulse shield caves in and my armor melts into my lower back. I bellow in anger and jump off the ledge, swerving madly in the air to avoid my pursuer. I glance back just as Severo smashes the Golden Knight down into the mountainside with his star shell. Using the mech's incredible power, he peels off the man's arms and stomps his armored head flat. Another gold rips past, strafing him with his pulse fist. Severo lurches one of his star shell's mechanized hands up and grabs the gold's foot. He jerks the leg so hard in the other direction that the opposing forces tear off the man's leg at the hip. He spins off and collides into the mountainside at 200 kilometers an hour.
"Get inside the tower! There has to be a door on the landing pad!" Severo shouts.
He fires up at the dogfight above him.
"Without a starshell, you'll die out here! Get the Ash Lord!"
But it is my howlers who are dying. Our effort to pierce the gold formation has failed. The battle has broken down into aerial dogfights and men killing each other on the face of the mountainside and against the walls of the tower. Our star shells gave us the edge, but the golds are more maneuverable in their pulse armor and have the numbers. They're overwhelming the powerful mechs like jackals taking down lions. I see Thraxa's mech fending off 6 golds in an aerial cage. Men broken by her power hammer litter the mountainside below. She smashes another out of the air, but she's speared from behind. Another hacks off her mech's left hand, and a third stabs at her stomach repeatedly before Tongueless smashes into them. Below, in a ravine, Pebbles stands fighting over Clown's broken mech.
"Rally to the roof!"
I call over the comms. Signal going through, now that the Dark Zone interference has gone. Severo echoes the call. The remaining howlers fight their way to the roof to join Severo and me as we fly up the mountain toward the high tower. At the top, the landing pad, nearly 60 meters across, is being used by a grey sniper team and obsidian reinforcements. They retreat as we land, seeking shelter behind the long wings of the Ash Lord's personal shuttle. Severo and I land on the edge together and fight back a squad of obsidians and greys. I rocket into them at full speed, breaking the ribcage of a grey against the concrete. Rolling up, I deflect the huge axe of an obsidian and shoot him in the head. His helmet takes the blast, but I stun him enough to hew through his legs with my razor. I'm hit from the side by a gold pulse fist before I can finish him. My shield absorbs it. I shoot up on my grav boots, then straight down in front of him to exchange a series of razor slashes that ends with his arm off at the shoulder. Someone shoots him from the side. Severo kicks a grey off the roof with the boot of his mech. An obsidian launches toward him and stabs a pulse spear into his cockpit. He moves his head at the last moment, then pulls the obsidian off. Blood showers his mech as he crushes the obsidian's head with a squeeze of his mechanized hand. Green plasma rounds pound the legs of his mech, melting them inoperable. A squad of hunched greys fires at him from across the landing pad with huge anti-armor plasma rifles. I fire at them, cutting a hole of steaming meat through their ranks. Too late. An EMP rocket slams into the chest of Severo's mech. Blue electricity fizzles out, frying his circuitry. He manually ejects, shooting straight up over the heads of Alexander and Tungus, who fight like mad together against the tide. I lose Severo in the fray. The enemy presses in, firing at us from the air above, chewing into our ranks. I'm slammed sideways by a concussion munition. As I try to gain my balance, an obsidian, a head taller than me, hits me in the chest with a pulse hammer. My pulse shield shorts out. My armor caves inward. I feel several ribs crack and tumble back. He knocks me to the ground before I can lift my head. Stomps on my hand as I try to stab him with my razor. His axe lifts high into the air, the moment slowing. Thraxa lies pinned to the ground, a razor in her thigh. Alexander tries desperately to reach me. I roar in fear as the pulse axe comes down. It smashes through my helmet. The energy blade glows with a pale fire, its edge centimeters from my face, held back by squealing metal. The heat radiates into my eyeballs, filling them with aching pressure. The obsidian wrenches the axe sideways. My helmet rips from its sockets. He cries his war chant and kneels on my chest, a crooked knife in his hand. He grabs my hair with an armored hand and saws on the front of my forehead to claim my scalp. Bazoo! Bazoo! A trumpet's clarion call rides in with the wind. The obsidian looks up to see a flight of armored knights falling from the sky, a violent figure in purple minotaur armor at their head. The minotaur lands before the obsidian and hacks him in half with a running two-handed upward blow. Apollonius has come. His knights fall upon the Ashguard, carving them with razors and smashing them off the face of the landing pad till not one is left alive. Apollonius sings as he kills the golds and lurchers who try to make a last stand at the doorway down into the fortress.
I, song of chaos and eternal night, taught by the heavenly muse to venture down the dark descent and up to reascend.
He picks up a grey with one hand and smashes the man's skull into the hull of the Ash Lord's ship until there's nothing to hold on to. Fresh from the kill, he wheels on me, his minotaur helm blood-soaked and battered, and for a moment I think he will strike me down. But his helm retracts, and from his sweaty face and tangled hair, he stares at me with wild, loving eyes.
What wrath we summon together, he roars. Reaper and Minotaur, legends unholy. We broke them on the beach.
How in the hell did he do that? He was outnumbered 4-1. One of his men helps me to my feet. I've lost my helmet, but my face is so covered in blood from the attempted scalping that even my own mother wouldn't recognize me. Apollonius skewers the heart of a wounded gold and turns to his bodyguards.
Vorkian, Gaul, rejoin the hunt. Slaughter them to the last man.
His men jump from the tower back toward the battle, which rages inland of their beachhead below. Apollonius comes toward me and extends his arms, taking me into a hug. Bewildered, I stand there as he pulls back.
A divine spectacle, Darrow.
He looks at my men with a smile.
A more glorious band of devils there is none. What a path you cut, like fallen seraphs amongst mortal men.
Severo limps toward me. His left arm bends the wrong way at the elbow, and I can see charred flesh through fissures in his armor. I scan the remains of my howlers and realize with a sinking feeling that Pebble and Clown are nowhere in sight. Thraxa sits propped against a retaining wall as Tongueless administers first aid. Alexander alone is uninjured. His shell is a smoking wreck, but he stands free of it, almost elegant amidst the carnage, despite the shell shock in his eyes.
Alexander.
Yes, sir. Called the Nessus, and hold the roof.
I turn to limp toward the security door leading down from the landing pad into the tower.
Severo, Apollonius, with me.